Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Tivoli Talk, What is New in OmegaMon XE for Messaging 6.0.1 Technical Presentation Conference. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Wei Gu. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Wei Gu from the OmegaMon Messaging Development Team. I'm the tech leader for this product. So today I will give you the overview of the OmegaMon Messaging 6.1, some product updates about this particular release. This one already a GA. this release already a GA a couple of days ago. So EGA was a month ago. So today, agenda of the today is I'll give you an overview of the about the monitor and the messaging infrastructure. After that, I'll give you a little bit of the background about the previous version, the 6.0, how is OmegaMon monitor and the infrastructure of the messaging system. So also, I'll give you some little bit of the product roadmap of this this product. So the following is I focus on the mainly focus on the what's the new in the major release of the 6.1. So okay, it's in the page 3. Today's IT infrastructure is much more complex. So under this certain standards, the application managing application becomes as a challenging job right now. So it's how to deal with and the management of complex application is become to the challenge. So for example, is how to deal with the application performance issue. So the first role I think is we may be even to find out some of the critical problem. So the follow-up, we focus on the IT folks maybe focus on the collect information that maybe help the people to identify the problem. So we could maybe collect the evidence for this particular problem. Okay. And so on. So based on the information we collect, maybe we can identify which error that's become the root cause. Okay. So in the page 5, in based on the structure of the IT infrastructure that include the software, hardware, whatever. So maybe for the problem that we already identified, we use the different monitor system. The monitor and the for example, the user experience to that maybe help the identify the problem as well. So maybe we also monitor the application resources. That I believe is a help to identify the problem. And some kind of the task like managing website web service and. provide some of the tracking capability, for example, from transaction tracking and some focus on the response time or whatever. So to help to diagnose application performance. Eventually, the OmegaMon XE for messaging to is help the IT folks to identify the find out the problem. Maybe in the messaging system infrastructure. For example, we how to monitor in the MQ and the broker system. So, so again, so ITM is the, we try, OmegaMon messaging is based on ITM infrastructure that provide the customer in the single operation interface. We call the TAP. Tivoli Enterprise portal. So based on the, we using the same operation interface to try to manage our monitoring the different resources. Okay. In the page 7. So what is the ITM? ITM is the monitoring and the data storage tool that you use to improve detecting and recognition and the response to different problems that may impact the IT infrastructure. So again, OmegaMon is fully based on ITM infrastructure. In this product, we have different agents. The goal of the different agents is to try to monitor the different resources. We have one agent is called the MQ configurator. That is to try to configuration of an OMQ assets. The other one is we try to provide the functionality on the WebSphere MQ monitoring. We call the monitoring agent for WebSphere MQ. So we also have the other monitoring engine for the broker as well. So okay. So inclusion. So ITM Tivoli Omicron XE for messaging has a bunch of functionalities. We have based on ITM infrastructure provide a single interface to monitor and management different messaging infrastructure. So we can config WebSphere MQ. Also we can monitor in the WebSphere MQ and the message broker interchange service. And so based on the ITM infrastructure, we have a couple predefined or product provided workspace for almost the information we monitor or configure. Those product provide workspace can customize. So user can based on their particular requirement to customize the workspace to meet the requirement. Different requirements from the customer themselves. So also we have provided some of the situation. Okay, provide the customer predefined situation. I believe that is we can use, like user can use the old situation to help them to monitor the different resources. For example, the queue information and the channel status, whatever. So also we can, based on those situations, we can automatically get some alert if the system has some problem. Okay. Also, based on the ITM infrastructure, the customer can create their own situation by themselves. It's quite convenient for customers to do this. Okay. So, and on the other hand, once the problem appears, so in the ITM also provide the way to how to solve the problem automatically. We call this take action. So take action, the mechanism is provide automatic response to system or application events or situation. So can use a particular defend take action or customize the take action, so you can correct the problem you find. So on the other hand, we can provide some integration and points inside the OmegaMon Messenger product with another OmegaMon agent, product agent. For example, we can integrate with the ITCAM product. We can integrate in J2E and other cakes or IMS products as well. So the next page is talking about the roadmap of the Omega Man message. So you can, the yellow part is our major release of this product. Since 2005, we took over the this product from previous Kendall Corporation. So because after the acquisition of the Kendall company. So version 6 is a major focus on the globalization and some new function based on MQ version 6. So we also updated some user authorization functionality. Also, we support the version 6 of the message broker. So we also provide the in some new function support. There's a new platform supporting version 6. After that, we provide several fix pack after the version 6. So those fix packs is mainly focused on the quality improvement and the performance enhancements. So in 601, we have several new functions. This release, I think, this release is as well as major focus on the quality improvement and some performance improvement as well. So at this moment, based on my experience, the version of the 601 is the quality is much better than any previous version. So I always talk about this version. I can recommend the customer to install the version of the 601. Okay. About the version 7 is the virtual release. We're still working on some of the planning at this moment. So we have a rough plan for this version, version 7. But the plans are still subject to change right now. Okay. In the page 10 is a summary of what's new in the Omega Messaging 6.01. So from the installation and the configuration perspective, we have did this major change in this release, because we based on a common installer from the ITF. In previous version 6, we have our own GUI installer, but from this, from the 601, we removed our own GUI installer, so we use the common installer instead from ITF. So also we enhanced the multiple queue manager instance creation. So we also provided some remote deployment messaging agent as well. So and based on the IBM strategy, we just follow an ISA that is stand for the IBM support agent support. Okay. We also on the 601 we extend the platform support as well. For message broker monitoring, we just did a few line items in the 601 version. So the major line item is we provide the 64-bit support for the plugin node. Okay, we also changed some of the predefined configuration parameters that I believe is that maybe have to performance to tuning. Okay. MQ monitor is a major part of this release. We have a lot of the function, new functionality, and some of the performance improvement. For example, we added in some of the better queue message manipulation. As we also add some message manipulation in for the local queue. In addition, we also improve the response time. So the basic idea is we add the more filter value for particular the query that is issued to an agent. So also we provide a DWL the functionality that can integrate with the CakeS agent. So for the configuration agent, we enhance some discovery functionality. So that maybe can have one more choice for a customer to have selective discovery for queue manager. So also we have some performance improvement for the MQ configuration agent. Okay, this is as brief and summarize of what's new in version 6.1. Okay, from this chart, from the page 11, I will focus on some a little bit of detail, the technique for each line. The first one is talking about the remote agent. Remote agent is the object of the remote agent is try to use to monitoring remote queue manager using the agent that may not install the same box. For example, if we have the two box, we can use install the agent, message agent on the Windows that maybe can monitor in other box, for example, in Unix machine. Okay. So this table in page 11 is to provide the comparison information between the local agent and remote agent. So you can see that there is only three different areas between the both. So one is the discovery existing queue manager. So in a remote agent, we cannot do a discovery existing queue manager automatically. Okay. So this means the user have to manually create the remote queue manager in the configuration agent. So I can show you in the later some little bit of details. So, also the customer have to create the queue manager by manual as well. So for the start queue manager, the user have to in the remote agent cannot support this because in the remote agent is fully based on MQ communication channel. Okay, next page. This snapshot is shown is how to work in the configuration agent for the remote agent. So you can see that it is in the middle of this screenshot. The highlight is the remote queue manager and the queue manager name. So in the right hand side, the user have to select the indirect connection in the connection tag. This means the queue manager is to the local queue manager. That means if you want to use your remote agent, you have to create a local queue manager that to target the remote queue manager. So remote agent is based this communication channel. this chart shows how to configure the the remote agent in configuration part. Okay. Next one is for remote agent for monitoring. So this table also lists the comparison between the local and the remote agent. So for the monitoring error log, so in the remote agent, we cannot do this because it's similar to the configuration part. The communication is fully based on the MQ communication protocol. So any support outside the communication, for example, the error log and the system command cannot support in the remote agent. So this is why. And then the last one, the issue system take action, is cannot support because the reason is the same. Okay. Next page is for snapshot for the monitoring remote agent. Okay. You can see that it's a host name in navigator is for the remote agent host. Okay. But the middle one is for the remote queue manager name. Okay. In the queue manager workspace table, you can see in the host name is different than the one that in the navigator item. So, for example, the host name is right now is TVN 54. So this name is different than the name in the navigator item. So again, in the queue manager state workspace, the column name host name indicator is remote queue manager, queue manager host name. Okay. In the page 15, this is the installer. Again, installer is fully based on the common installer of ITM right now. We remove our own GUI installer from the version 6.1. The reason is that we remove our own GUI installer is make customer have the same experience to install the product as other the product fully based on ITM. Okay, in the install. In this common installer, we also provide embedded ITM image. For example, we provide embedded ITM 655 in our installer. So this screenshot is show the highlight Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring in the framework. Okay. For configuration part after the installation, the customer have one choice to automatically create an MQ agent instance, but just do several clicks. It's quite simple and easy. So this screenshot is how is the GUI interface about the queue manager discovery after installation. So in this GUI, you can see that there's a lot of queue manager in the variable instance panel. So you can use you can move this into the selected instance. Just click in the OK button, then this to help you to automatically create the monitoring agent. The reason is that because right now is monetary agent on distributed platform is just support one queue manager per monitoring agent. So in any private version, the customer have the manual create the monitoring agent instance if they have multiple queue manager in the same box. So this function just have the customer create automatically about the queue manager monitoring agent instance. Okay, that's next page is talking about some deadline queue information. In reality, there's many customers who is using application queue as a deadline queue, okay, in the queue manager's system. So in order to distinguish it from the normal message from the deadline queue has a message. So based on this, the function, the customer can easily distinguish from the normal message. So we have some of the special the link or workspace variable. So the user just claim that the workspace can display a queue message with a deadline queue header. Just again, just following the link variable and the queue definition workspace. So this screenshot is highlight the result of the deadline queue message in the deadline queue workspace. Okay. Page 18 is talking about the new workspace. We call the channel state. Channel state is completely new on-demand workspace. This is fully based on the MQ, WMQ command. So also this provides the real-time data about the channel status. Okay, we also provide a couple situations for this particular workspace as well. User can use this workspace can view the current channel, the status, okay. The next page is for some on-demand workspace, because we change the following workspace to use on-demand facility to acquire the data. And the reason is that there are many customers want to see the real-time data from the WMQ. So again, this function can help the customer represent current value in WMQ. So those on-demand workspaces are the queue definition detail, channel definition detail, and name list detail workspace. So, we still at this moment the MQ agent still have several workspace is based on the sampling technology. So we in the next release we try to continue work on this area to try to provide some real data. To the customer. So this is what we did in the 6.01 release for the on-demand workspace chain. In the page 20, this is talking about some of the messaging manipulation on the local queue. In any press previous version, we just support the messaging manipulation on the deadline queue. So we extend this ability to the normal queue. So because the customer is has the same requirement for the application queue for the messaging operation as well. So this function allows the ability to move the message from the one queue to the other. This is one function we call the forward function. Again, this is similar to the data like queue operation as well. We also provide the move, remove message function, or delete message function, but as well in this particular line item. So, but please wait. Please note the destination or target queue name is required if you want to use the forward function. Okay. So this is a snapshot also shows is forward sending the message to different the other queue. Okay. In next page is talking about the auditing log. This is a new function. It is a completely new function from the customer requirement because the customer needs such function to record who and when what operation did. So from this particular workspace, you can see that we provide some of the action type to identify what can the action and which user and what time you do this option. For example, if the customer deletes some message in particular queue, we can record this option, see in what time and what kind of the information they delete, or they're successful or not. So such kind of information we are recording in audit log. So we have the new workspace called MQ audit log to provide some information for the user for the auditing purpose. Okay. In the 22 is navigator response time improvement. This is Kerbal workspace. This is for Kerbal workspace. We actually this is a performance improvement. For example, there's a it's quite a common case. This customer has a lot of object number. So in those workspaces, we try to provide performance improvement on the response time. Okay. So those enhanced workspaces are queue strategy, queue definition, and the channel definition, and the channel performance, and application statistics workspace. So the simple idea is we provide more filter value with the request that may be issued to the agent. So using the filter information that will help in to response time significantly. Okay, data-like queue. So based on the data-like queue technology, we integrate the Omega Mount for Kix agent. This screenshot is how it's localized in this Omega Mount for Kix agent. So this is a workspace for transaction analyze workspace for the Kix agent. So that is linked to from as a link from the MQ application connection workspace. So again, it's based on some particular parameter. For example, the region name and the transaction ID from the MQ application connection workspace. So the customer base can, based on those information, can link to the KX agent smoothly and quickly. Okay. Discovery in the 24. this is a function for the configuration agent. Because in Firefox 3, you already have a functionality to auto discover a queue manager in the configuration agent. But the problem is, if a customer has more than 100 the queue manager in the same box, then it may be painful for the customer to discover those information at one time. The reason is that there's a lot of data that there. So this function provides the way to how to config discovery. This means that the user can selectively discover the queue manager on the configuration agent. So config discovery filter is available in the configuration panel in this agent. Okay. Default filter is for all nodes, or for all host and the queue managers. Also, the discover filter is available in the configuration database. Once the customer inputs some filter value for this. So again, the automation discovery can be based on the discovery filter, the customer input. So from this screenshot, you can see in the right hand side, the queue manager name is CM, and so the QM is now selected based on the filter criteria, customer input. So this one can significantly improve the performance on this queue manager discovery. Okay, in the page 25, this is the extend the platform information in the 601. So you can see there are a lot of the new platform or support in the 601. And on the other hand, we have some plan in the fixed pipe of the 601. For example, we try to provide a support of ZOS 1.9 and DB2 9.5 in this year. So we also try to tolerate the MQ7 in next year. In the 601. This is plan of the fixed pack of version 601. Okay. Uh, 26. This is a knowledge center website. So you can use this website as the search for the information you need, whatever you need. Okay, this is all for today's talk. So we can move on the Q&A session.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. As a reminder, if you are on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 on your touchtone telephone to ask a question. And we will take our first question from Donald Zuner.
Hi. I had a couple of questions. You mentioned on slide 9 in iFix 5 that you provided agent versioning. I presume this is like the other Megamons where the TEPS queries know which IRA they're talking to or TEMA, and they could send an adder slash ODI specific request to the agent. So I'm thinking we could mix 6.0 with 6.01, or we could mix 360 with 6.01 for customers that are trying to haven't migrated to version 6. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I don't know how many questions are in the queue. I have several more. On slide 11, you talk about remote agent configuration using MQ channels. I presume this means that I could configure queue managers on platforms where we do not support the MQ configuration agent, such as True64 or any other, you know, MQ. Is there a list of platforms that, you know, work and don't work?
As for the configuration, it's based on for monitoring agent, it's based on a client channel connection for monitoring agent. For the configuration, I think it's based on the it's based on the sender receiver a connection. So again, it's for the configuration agent, the connection between the queue manager is based on the sender receiver channel connection. For monitoring agent, it's based on the client server channel connection. So for the platform, if I remember correctly, we remote agent can only run the three platforms right now. One is Windows, and the other one is X. I cannot remember the last one. So as for the remote host, you can anyone. For example, you can use a Tandem, ZOS, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I could configure MQ on a VAX using MQ on AIX. That's my question.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember in the HSBC is based on the Windows agent support to try to monitoring the information, as queue manager information in the Xbox. Yeah.
I have one last question. You showed remote agent monitoring with, you know, its own agent on slide 14, and I believe in previous releases all we were getting was MQ performance events, the 27 different, you know, channel up, down, queue full type things. Your slide seems to indicate that we can basically provide the majority of the same metrics. It's just that we'd be doing in-band management across the channel, so it would be at risk if, you know, the channel was down. Is that an accurate statement?
I'm not quite catch up with your question. What?
14.
That's 14, okay.
Right. We used to do remote queue manager monitoring, but all we were doing was forwarding performance events. You know, MQ performance events, not doing, you know, any monitoring. So now you are using this client-server connection and you're getting application stats and a lot of other things. So this is the first version you're saying that all that new stuff came in, the capability?
Yeah, I think so. This is the first the agent to support a remote agent on the KMQ monitoring agent.
Thank you. That's all my questions.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 at this time. And we have no further questions. Mr. Liu, I'd like to turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks. Mr. Liu?
Yes.
We have no further questions, sir.
Yeah. So, let's start.
Is there anything further, Mr. Liu?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Anymore.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That does end today's presentation. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.